the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
And here we be again this morning.
Here we are again, yeah. This is the best state of mind.
It is. It is.
And we're on every Sunday from 8 to 9 in the morning. You can catch our podcasts online at KCNR1460.com in case you miss any of our shows. And today is going to be a really good show.
Yeah, you can also find them at ShastaLantern.net. Go click
That's
radio
right.
links.
Yeah.
You can find us and Sovereign Minds on there.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage anybody to do that, especially people curious about the state of Jefferson. Go back,
yeah.
Listen to some old shows, find out what we're about and what's going on.
Indeed. So. Indeed, indeed.
So I guess we kind of have a question today, don't we?
We do. And it's a question we asked last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, the main question is what do you do when your government no longer respects the rule of law?
Well, that wasn't the question that we asked last week.
No, it's not. But that's the question that I have this week.
That's, yeah. That's Robert's question. I'll answer is that we'll be taken off air. No, I'm kidding. But no, the question that we asked last week is, what is liberty? How would you define liberty? What is liberty to you? And we're going to be talking about CARB this morning because there was a huge thing that went on that, you know, the bear here was at, and we had to restrain him with some chains and a cage and a shock collar.
Yeah, pretty.
And he'll get into that for the next half hour. And then at the about 8:30 or so, maybe a little bit later, we're going to talk about what is liberty, because I've been calling around and sending messages on Facebook and emails asking people what liberty is, and it's not what most people think it is. And so we're going to be talking about that when my darling husband brings me my computer cord, because I left it at home. My computer won't turn on. So once we have that, we'll talk about that. But this morning, we are going to be talking about CARB, because that is the ultimate definition of liberty, freedom, and tyranny.
It's
all rolled into one.
It's hard to find a better example in California than what's wrong with California than the California Air Resource Board and what they're doing. And it does tie into liberty and freedom, because basically CARB has denied liberty and taken the freedom to do whatever they want. And they are no longer respecting the rule of law. For those that don't know, in January we held a two-day evidentiary hearing collecting evidence and data against CARB and what they've done to prove what they are doing, and their regulations are illegal, their enforcement of those regulations are illegal, and that they have failed to enter into coordination with local governments to bring a consistency to policy that takes into consideration the human environment.
Yes.
The economic, the culture. They have completely failed in their mandate to do that. And then this last week, we spent 3 days in Fairfield, California for the second part of that evidentiary hearing. We basically listened to 3 days of testimony from people across all different spectrums, epidemiological scientists, scientists that are on toxicologists, scientists that are considered experts in their field and define what is scientific method, what constitutes a solid study.
And that's a big one with CARB because of the recent, what's the word I'm looking for? the recent study, quote unquote, studies that they did regarding their treatment of
that they refuse to give. And that's one of their biggest violations. I mean, these guys have violated so many different laws. It's not even funny. But one of the big ones is there's a statute in place called the Data Quality Control Act that specifies that for any data to be submittable to form a regulation or to procure funds, that data must be open, available, transparent, and reproducible by a third party peer. By refusing to release the data, CARB has violated the Data Quality Control Act, which specifies that at that point their data is to be considered fraudulent, which means they have gone before Congress and testified on fraudulent data to procure taxpayer funds.
Well, that's the other thing, is if the data, and this is kind of where, you know, I have a little bit of disconnect here. If the data hasn't been made available for the average person to go in and look at, and it's not transparent, how did they get the funds?
Well, that's a very good question. What are they doing being funded? Mm-hmm. Why is EPA continuing to funnel money to them? And that's actually one of the things that we'll be going to, is we're going to be presenting our evidence to district attorneys, U.S. Attorney General, to several different commissions in the House of Representatives, asking that CARB be defunded until they come into compliance with the rules.
Well, because really, the money's being laundered through the EPA. So couldn't you, in theory, just cut off the money to the EPA so they can no longer launder it to CARB?
That's what we're doing.
Because that's really what they're doing.
And when, you know, as one of the big ones that we're going after is anybody that is participating in a major federal action or forming regulations of the kind that CARB is required to coordinate with local government to minimize the harm to the human environment, to make sure that they're not coming in and crushing the economy, that they're, and that's exactly what CARB's doing.
Well, isn't the rule of thumb 10% of the economy? That's kind of a number I've heard.
I hadn't heard that. Basically, the rule of thumb is whatever the local government dictates it to be as policy. And you know, I can't think of any local government that's going to stand up and say our local policy is to cause economic harm to our constituents, no matter what the percentage is.
That's true.
And CARB has outright refused and stated that they are not subject to coordination because there's a because they are a state agency, not a federal agency. But the coordination law is very clear that there's criteria that triggers that. Number one, do they receive federal funds to carry out their action?
I believe that they do.
They do. Okay, so they meet that criteria for coordination. Are they carrying out a major federal action? Well, they are using the Federal Clean Air Act as their mandate to do this.
Yeah.
So they meet the criteria there as well. I'm forgetting the third one, but there's a third one that also triggers coordination and makes CARB compliant. And then last week, CARB did an about face and they were being sued by a trucking company stating that they couldn't do this. And then CARB turned around on everything that they've said and said, oh no, we're operating as a federal agency, as an arm of a federal agency.
Wait a minute. The California Air Resources Board is the arm of a federal agency.
The federal EPA, and they are carrying out a federal action. Therefore, federal law is preeminent over the state law. So after all of
the California Air Resources Board answers to the California EPA, not the federal EPA, because the California EPA
to their argument to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in this particular case.
Okay, so it's then the federal EPA that puts these California Air Resources Board people on their pedestals, right?
No.
So who do they answer to? Who put them there?
Well, they've been appointed. Originally, the head of the CARB is Mary Nichols, that was appointed by Governor Jerry Brown.
So they're part of the California EPA.
She was actually appointed the first time he was governor, way back.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah, Mary.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
That actually explains so much now.
And it's just, it's very convoluted and every time we turned around and listened to new testimony, it was a different violation of law.
Yeah.
And CARB is trying to do this hokey pokey when it suits their needs, they're a state agency.
Yeah.
When it suits their needs, they're a federal agency. And you can't have it both ways.
Well, do you know what that sounds like? You've got kids. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some of our listeners here have kids. When you catch your kid in kind of a, I'm not sure that's the truth type of situation, and then the story changes just mm-hmm. enough until by the end of it, it's not the same story.
It is.
That kind of seems like what's going on here.
And
not that they're lying, of course, because I wouldn't use that word.
Oh, they're lying. I'll use it. They're lying. I'm
using Robert as a scapegoat here.
Their data is false.
Yeah.
The methodology that they used is
criminal.
Is faulty.
Criminal. It's criminal. Let's not use words.
If they did the scientific study that they're basing all of these regulations on and mm-hmm. took it to a high school science fair, they would get an F on their methodology.
We can dumb that down a little further. They took it to an elementary science fair.
Yeah,
they might pull out a D for the colorful poster board.
Maybe. Maybe. It's... Because, yeah. And here's how they've assessed that small particulate matter causes increased risk of death, okay?
Yeah.
Is basically they take all of the deaths and then they find an average of deaths, okay? And on any day that the average deaths are higher, they then go look at air quality. And on those days that air quality is poor, they eliminate all deaths from trauma and cancer and then say every other single death is related directly to air pollution.
But shouldn't they take out car accidents, heart attacks?
Well, that would be trauma. No, heart attacks are endemic due to small particulate matter.
Or it could be the doubled or triple cheeseburger you just got from the BK Lounge.
Well,
you know?
That's,
I mean,
they completely disregarded whether
they're
smokers,
diabetes.
If they're alcoholics,
yeah, I mean,
if they have a history of lung disease in the family, yeah. Diabetes, anything. Brain aneurysm was a death cause due to small particulate.
We don't even know what causes that most of the time.
Small particulate matter, according to CARB.
Good grief.
This is the whole scientific study.
You mean I could get a job at CARB? And make mucho?
Yeah.
I really like this idea. I'm going to go apply.
$850 million a year budget for these people.
It's sick.
Based on this scientific study. An example to really bring it home, okay?
As if you
September
didn't already.
September 11th, 2001 in New York City, okay?
Yep.
There was an elevated amount of deaths.
Yes.
Okay. There was also an elevated amount of air pollution from the World Trade Centers collapsing.
Yep.
According to CARB, those extra deaths were caused by air pollution. That's how they do their science. That's what all of these regulations and everything is based on. Mm-hmm. All of the filters that the trucks are having to put on, mm-hmm. All of the things. And while we were there, we discovered now EPA and CARB are going after barbecues. Charcoal barbecues are going to be banned in California.
I told my husband about
pollution.
That. He started laughing. I'm like, no, I'm serious. No, I'm reading it right now.
Dead serious.
Barbecue pollution.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you've never had my dad's chicken. But we should roll off to your break with that insult. Sorry, Daddy. Yeah. again, we are asking the question, what is liberty? What does liberty mean to mm-hmm. you? How would you define it? And there's a couple ways you can tell us this morning. You can tell us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in with a short answer for Bob to write down. Make it pithy. He's our producer, not our transcriber. So call in at 605-4567. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is our life. This is our Linda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading Chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. 3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International tickets, 524-3252.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where the music is always hopping.
Gonna beat the drum all day?
Yeah, right? We have been talking about CARB.
Mm-hmm.
Evil, evil CARB.
Yeah, we could sit here and talk for hours about the different violations of CARB.
Well, they're international criminal violations now. And
well, that's, for those that listened to earlier shows, they know that CARB conducted human tests on children as young as 10.
Well, children, the elderly, the ill, the infirm.
And come to find out now, not only were those studies conducted at 10 universities here in the States, they actually funded those studies in 6 different universities globally.
Yeah.
They were conducted in Sweden and in England and several different institutions across the planet.
Yeah.
And according to CARB's findings, there was no harm caused. There was, but still, when you take a theory that says small particulate matter in every way, shape, and form causes premature death, there is no safe level of exposure,
mm-hmm.
and then you expose people to hugely large amounts of this toxin.
600 times.
60 times normal for the kids.
60 times, thank you.
And then you expose them to something that you have testified before Congress is a deadly toxin that has no safe level of exposure. You're in violation of something called the Nuremberg Code that comes right out of the end of Nazi Germany and the medical experiences.
That sounds very German.
Yeah. Mm. It goes back to people like Adolf Eichmann and people mm-hmm. like who conducted these grotesque, horrible human experiments.
Yeah.
And out of that, the international community designed what they call the Nuremberg Code of what you can and cannot test on human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if there's no safe level of exposure, you can't test anybody. You can't even legally ask them. Okay.
So check one for CARB.
Check one. if there's any worry that any amount of exposure, there's even a possibility could cause harm, you can't test children.
Check two for CARB.
You can't even ask their parents.
Check three. Maybe.
You have to fully disclose the possible dangers of any test that you mm-hmm. conduct. Okay. CARB failed to disclose that to anybody. It goes on and on, and it ties into your question, really. What is liberty? What is freedom? Because when you have an agency like this that has gone completely rogue and does what they want, and the contract that we have as a society between the citizens and the government is no longer being honored, and the safeties that we have placed in place with those contracts are not being activated because our government no longer respects the rule of law. Mm-hmm. We don't have liberty. We have the government taking freedom.
We have tyranny.
That's tyranny. Tyranny is the government taking the freedom to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So, and I know that you want to get into defining liberty and freedom.
But we can't until my computer cord gets here. And
what we're trying to get at will become a lot clearer as we get into really understanding the difference between liberty and freedom.
Yeah.
Because...
And one thing that I really wanted you to talk about a little bit before we ran into that was some of the testimony that was given in Fairfield.
I sat and watched grown men cry, break down into tears because they've lost everything. Mm-hmm. They've lost, you know, there's people there that are third generation truck drivers mm-hmm. that lost their granddad's truck, that lost their family heritage, lost their home, lost their family, lost their kids' inheritance, lost their wives, lost their in-laws' money trying to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. Because every time they came into compliance with these people, CARB changed the rules on them. And it is very, very clear that CARB has absolutely no interest in cleaning up the air. They have no interest in safety standards. They want trucks off the road, period, point blank. They want to make it where it is impossible for small independent truck drivers and independent trucking companies to operate.
And now let's take that step further. Why?
So that they can seize the means of production.
And when they do that, what happens?
Communism.
Exactly. And that's the key right there. That's what people need to realize is this isn't just about truckers. If you live in a rural community and you can't get food to you, mm-hmm. where do you move?
Well, people know that their fireplace, their stove is now illegal according to the EPA?
Exactly.
You can't burn wood.
Because
anymore.
Wood's not a renewable resource. Wait, what?
Yeah, it is.
What?
But it causes small particulate matter.
Yeah.
And... Let's put it into terms of how much small particulate matter that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. At normal levels of exposure, okay, the small particulate matter that CARB is talking about, at normal levels of exposure over 80 years, you are talking about 0.004 tenths or hundredths of a teaspoon.
Okay,
a small
great.
Particulate matter.
That's tiny.
It is equivalent to smoking 5 cigarettes over 80 years.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I totally have this image of... I have to say this, actually, because I have this image of when we were driving down to Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about the carbon credits, because that plays into this as well.
It does.
And Robert rolls down the window of the car. And he sticks his hat out the window. He's like, I'm collecting carbon credits so I can take this home and cash them in.
That's basically what it is they are taxing you on air.
Yeah.
And as they're taxing you on the air, it's based on junk science, on fake science.
Yeah.
And
well, as we pointed out, it's also based on international criminal violations.
It is.
I mean, it's based on everything that we went to war over.
Well, there is nothing in all of this testimony that I heard that does not preclude me from thinking that, at the very least, the senior leadership of CAR belongs in a jail cell.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it goes so far beyond having to recompensate drivers, being fined. It goes beyond negligence.
Yeah.
They are fully aware of what they're doing. It's intentional.
Yeah.
It's criminal.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is with these truckers who are third generation, it's their livelihood, it's their kids' inheritance. Can you put a price tag on that?
No.
No, you absolutely cannot. That is a way of life. You cannot put a price tag on that. You can pay off their house. You can get them a new truck. You can even put the college fund back in for the kids. But you took away something that was theirs by right, by human right, by liberty. It was theirs, and you took it away.
And you took it away.
Yeah.
And they seem to think they have the freedom to do so.
Yeah.
And
which tells you everything you need to know about your government.
Well, the economic harm that is being caused to the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to testimony of the fruit haulers and the nut haulers and the produce haulers and the amount of loads that can't be carried because trucks are being chased off the road. We heard testimony from one guy had a company that hauled out of the state of California until this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he averaged 50 loads a year out of California.
Oh, wow.
He would haul between California and Wisconsin. He'd pick up, you know, California tomatoes, lettuce, almonds, olives, go to Wisconsin and bring back in dairy products and eggs and things like that.
Nice.
And his one truck accounted for about 50 loads a year. He had 41 trucks. So you add all of that up. That one company, just one company, that's over 2,000 loads that are not getting delivered into or out of California. And that's one company. And the prices that are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And
well, if you think about it too, I mean, this isn't just you can't get the produce where it needs to go, but will you continue planting as much produce as you have if you can't sell it?
No.
So your food supply is going to shrink.
Yeah. And CAR, and
I'm making gestures over here like, oh my gosh.
It's not just the big semi trucks.
No.
You know, they've gone after the refineries. The reason that your gas in California is 80 cents higher than anywhere else in the country.
It went up a dollar in a month.
Hawaii has cheaper gas than we do now.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry on air. This is just sick.
Well, where is that extra charge coming from?
Yeah.
Cap and trade. California Air Resource Board is basically taxing people for distributing fuel because of small particulate matter that is based on junk science. We have an agency that has run amok, has gone completely rogue, and is willing to destroy the lives of California citizens. And our California government is not only not doing anything about it, they are bending over backwards to enable them to do it.
But
so what are we supposed to do when our
electric cars? That's what we're supposed to do. Do you want to know why? Because then you can just plug it into the wall and use electricity because that doesn't take any diesel.
I actually had a jack wagon tell me this. Okay. This weekend, I actually had a guy go, well, why don't you just go to an electric truck? Okay, well, number one, do you have any idea the number of batteries and the weight of those batteries that you're going to need to get to 300 or 400 horsepower to pull an 80,000-pound load? Okay?
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, where do you think the electricity comes from to charge that? And this guy looked at me and goes, well, the wall.
The wall. The wall. He said the wall.
The wall.
Was he drunk or high?
No.
He was totally sober.
Totally
and he actually
sober.
Said the wall.
Yeah.
He could work for CARB.
How does it get to
the wall?
The wall. It comes from a power plant that makes small particulate matter, you idiot.
And most of it's coal. We're still a lot of your electricity is coming from coal plants still.
Yeah.
So hello, Jennifer.
Yeah.
So oh,
the more we go electric, the more we go electric, the more electricity we need, the more coal plants we need, the more small particulate matters.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm trying not to laugh.
Well, I.
But a grown person.
Grown man. That's just sitting there going.
Of sober mind.
Yeah, just sitting there going, I don't get it. Why don't they just go electric? It goes back to the same thinking of that girl that we ran into with Jefferson way back that said, well, I don't understand why the farmers are so upset. Why don't they just go to the grocery store and buy food like everybody else?
Oh, yeah.
You
can't make it up. You really can't.
Like, yeah, I mean, what is the gnome army ride in on their unicorns in the middle of the night and stock the shelves in the grocery store? I don't know. We need to get off.
We're going to break now.
Yeah.
This is your last chance. Oh my goodness. This is your last chance to tell us what is liberty. And if you don't want to give your answer on air, you can just call in during the break and let us know. We're going to be talking about that, and we're doing the etymology of the word too. So you must listen. What is liberty? Call in 605-4567. Visit us online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Redding is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Redding.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Redding. BDRBA.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover,
welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
That about sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. That's why I let it play a little bit longer. So, the question that we asked last week, and we wanted all of you to mull over, and one reason why we talked about CARB this morning as much as we did, is what is liberty? And the thing that I found most interesting is that the majority of people, with the exception of 2 that I have talked to over the last week, including this morning, did not define liberty correctly. They defined it as freedom. Sometimes they defined it as freedom with morality. Sometimes they just said, I think it's freedom. And I would go, well, is freedom and liberty synonymous? And 99.9% of the time they said yes, which is very interesting because I'll be honest, that's exactly what I said a week ago. But I know differently now, and I am ashamed of our educational system. I'm ashamed of our government bodies because they use the word synonymously, and they're not. They're absolutely not synonymous. And there were two people who got it right. One of them is my brother-in-law, a 16-year-old named Matthew Mann. And, of course, Robert Smith over here, but nobody cares about him. So I typed up a little thing to really talk about liberty and freedom, and it's just going to take a couple minutes, and then we're going to really dive into it. Mm-hmm. Webster's defines freedom as the quality or state of being free, as in the absence of necessity, coercion, constraint, in choice or action. That's what they say freedom is. It's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of cheesy. Mm-hmm. And they say that liberty is the quality or state of being free, as in the power to do as one pleases, freedom from physical restraint, freedom from arbitrary or despotic control, the positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges, the power of choice. How wrong is that?
Nope.
The positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights and privileges.
No.
That is not the definition of freedom. So when you go and you pull out your Webster's dictionary, burn it.
Yeah, Webster.
And I normally don't say burn books, but this is a time where you burn books.
Yeah, Webster missed the boat on that one.
Oh, he missed the boat bad. So according to the new Oxford American Dictionary, freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint.
Okay, I'd buy
that. I will give that one.
That's freedom.
Liberty, the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. The power or scope to act as one pleases.
I give that about a B.
That gets a B, but it's better than Webster, so that's the New American, okay? So, historically, what is liberty and freedom? Okay, so during the American Revolution era, you had two different classes of people. You had the commoners, you had the educated. That's really the two classes of people that you had. Now, the commoners, they prevalently used Saxon-originating words, which would have been freedom, okay? Whereas your upper class, being more educated, would have used more Norman-rooted words, which is why they used the word liberty. And Robert's over here grinning and waving his hands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you have the synonymous nature of the words liberty and freedom in the American vocabulary. Whereas when you look at all of the other languages around the world, the different cultures have two distinctly different words for liberty and freedom. And the reason why, okay, the reason why is because liberty and freedom are not the same word. They do not have the same meaning. And I believe that in American culture, for the last 150 years, especially since the end of the American Civil War, our government and our educational systems have created an environment where these two words are the exact same meaning so that we as the American people do not know the difference, cannot use the word properly, and therefore do not know our rights declared by the Declaration of Independence, where we have the right to pursue life, liberty, not freedom, but liberty, mm-hmm. and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
and property.
And property, yes. So
without private property, there is no
there
law.
You have to have private property, and that's a sticking point. So in Latin, liberty or libertas means unbounded, unrestricted, and released from constraint. Libertas essentially is the idea of being separate and independent. Freedom, however, comes from the root German or Norse word of Frey, which means and describes an individual who belongs to a tribe, therefore a social contract, like a constitution.
Freeman,
yes, and has the rights and protections that go with the association. So to have liberty is to be unencumbered completely, but to have freedom is to have the aggregate benefits and protections provided by society as a whole. So when the state of Jefferson and Jeffersonians say, we want liberty, it is a distinctly different word because theoretically, you have freedom. But freedom is bound by the social contract, and that social contract can change from day to day to day because of the state of California politics.
Well, that's very true. And everybody does have freedom. You have the freedom not to exercise other people's liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You have the freedom to not pay your taxes. You have the freedom to...
But it comes with punishment.
Because of liberty.
Yes.
Okay, because
liberty is morality.
Liberty is the ability to do whatever you want within the social bounds of the basically the group of laws that we as a society to agree to exist by.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose the moral foundation of what we agree to exist by, you have corruption. And you have the rotting at the roots of the tree of liberty.
Which is interesting because when you also look at the etymology of the word, you've got freedom, we'll say, over here on the left. And then you have liberty kind of in the middle. And then to the right, you have anarchy. Mm-hmm. And that is completely unrestrained liberty without morality.
Is tyranny.
And then you go from liberty to freedom to tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's very interesting how the words are similar, but they are not synonymous. Do not make them synonymous.
Well, basically, tyranny is an overapplication of morality, because somebody at the top is sitting here going, "This is the standard that you will live by.
Mm-hmm.
I am smarter than you. You are poor quality. You are not a good person. It must be dictated to you how to live.
Well, your morality does not match mine, therefore." And that's why, going back to the American Revolutionary era here in America, the educated, knowing the difference between liberty and freedom, chose liberty.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word they put in. They did not put freedom, because freedom did not encompass what they envisioned for this country, and they envisioned liberty.
Because there's no protection of your freedom from your fellow man's freedom.
Exactly. Whereas liberty is the right to do what you wish, pretty much as long as it harms no one else. Pretty much. In super layman's terms, that's pretty much what it is.
That's basically the social contract that we constructed,
mm-hmm.
is you are free to do what you wish as long as it causes no harm to anyone else. That's a very simplified, but basically, that's what America was about. Go.
Well, also think of the onion layers of California, or of not California, but of United States politics. The federal government choosing the word liberty basically also said, we don't have the right to tell the states what to do, because we don't have the right to tell the people what to do.
That's right.
Because this more perfect union was very established in what they were allowed to do. It was the states that made sure that liberty continued to go.
Well, the federal government was formed for two reasons in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First reason was to be able to raise a standing army and navy to defend the states.
Yep.
The second reason was to ensure that there was uniformity between trade, so you didn't sail from Maryland and pay one tariff to leave to get to South Carolina to pay another tariff to enter, so that you could take your goods inland to Kentucky or to Virginia and have to pay another one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the two reasons
that
the federal government existed at all, was for common defense and to ensure the flow of commerce. And it has grown.
Just a wee bit, yeah.
Vastly since then. And it's gotten out of hand. And we're at the point in California, because we not only have our federal social contract.
Mm-hmm.
We have our contract with the federal government. We have a contract with the state of California,
mm-hmm.
known as the California Constitution.
Wait, we have one?
We do.
I didn't know that. If I had known that, I would have told them to start following it.
Yeah, we change it every time.
Do they know that? How many? 500 and some odd times it's been changed?
Well, the state of California, and not just CARB, is in violation of our contract.
Yeah.
But when you have no one willing to follow the rule of law and hold them accountable to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our founding fathers were very clear upon what is not only our right, but our duty to do at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Once a form of government no longer serves the needs of the people, then it is our right and duty to alter that form of government so that it may better serve the people.
Alter or abolish.
Alter or abolish.
I mean, let's not cut that one out either, because I think that here in California, there needs to be some abolishing going on. Not necessarily altering, because we've altered it quite enough. I think we need to abolish it and start on over with our 1850 contract, which I've read and sounds just fine to me.
That's what the state of Jefferson is about,
mm-hmm.
is forming a new government that better serves the needs of the people,
mm-hmm.
which is not, it's our right and our duty to mm-hmm. do so. We can no longer sit back and watch people have their livelihoods ripped away on lies.
Well, ripped away at all, because that's what coordination is all about, which is, I'm trying to think, there's a history behind coordination, and it was put in the 60s?
It was
found again in the 60s? How did that work?
It was redefined several times.
Okay.
The last time was by Senator Packwood out of Oregon, I believe in the early to mid-70s.
Okay.
And basically these agencies came back to Congress and said, well, with these new rules, it's going to be really hard for us to do our job.
Good.
And Congress said, that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Because we are granting you these authorities, we want to make sure that you're not just steamrolling state and local governments.
Exactly. And that's what I found so interesting about in talking to Fred Kelly Grant, who's a lawyer on all of this.
And who will be at Destiny Fellowship Church Monday night.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview Road here in Reading. And he can answer all of your questions about coordination and CARB and all that. And it's going to be really mm-hmm. good. And we're getting the mouse here. So it's time to go to our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk more about liberty, more about freedom, more about tyranny. And if you have any questions, definitely call in 605-4567. Visit us online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right. We are American.
Take me.
Direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are on every Sunday from 8 to 9, and it's always fun. We have hopping music. You've got a bear, you've got a mouse, you've got a bob. How can you not go right? We were discussing during the break of freedom and liberty and how you would define it and the differences. And I would say that in order to have freedom, you have to give up a little bit of liberty.
No. To have liberty, you have to give up a little bit of freedom.
Because liberty is outside the bounds of social contract.
No,
and liberty, by social, civilized contract, like constitutions
liberty,
and all that.
Liberty is the bounds of social contract.
We'll have to keep thinking about this. This is going to be, we're going to talk about this again next week. We're going to think about it some more and mull over it.
Yeah. Because freedom is, you're free to do whatever you want. That's what freedom is.
But liberty is more common law. Like
freedom can never be denied. I mean, are you free to walk out this door and go murder a person?
Technically, yes, but liberty with morality would say, no, you should not.
Ah, so freedom is actually restrained by liberty.
But
so
freedom,
freedom
you allow the government to dictate to you what freedoms
you
have.
By taking the liberty to exist in a certain thing and not violate the liberty of someone else is what often protects people, like CARB, from certain things that are happening because of the respect of the rule of law. That's liberty.
I think we need to have a write-off. Which you can, on Saturday at 4:30 at the Wind River Casino, we're going to be having our fundraiser for the Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that we might discuss a little bit more about this when we're there, maybe.
Yeah, we'll also have Dan Johnson.
Yeah, he would probably have a very interesting take on liberty as well.
Well, a lot of what he's going to be speaking about is local activism, how to...
Well, that falls right under liberty and freedom.
How to affect the government locally, how to win elections, how to protect yourself with ordinances and different things, and how to really affect change locally.
Yeah, because you got to start local.
You do. You got to clean up your own backyard first.
Yeah.
You know.
What is it about the speck and the plank?
Yeah. A lot to do with that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. But yeah, that is at 4:30 this Saturday at the Wind River Casino. It's always so much fun. We're raffling guns. We've got a gator out there. We've got
2013 John Deere gator.
Yeah. And that's still $20 for a ticket. They're only selling 750, and I don't know what number they're at right now.
I don't know. I know because of the gun show last weekend, we sold a lot of them. We've got the Home and Garden show going on this weekend down at the convention center.
That's what's going on this
weekend. Yeah. There's a lot of tickets being sold. Jefferson's got a booth down there. They're down there spreading the good word. Go down there, check it out. If you've recently awoken from a coma or something and are curious what all this Jefferson stuff is about.
If your coffee finally made it on the truck and the truck got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down to the Home and Garden show, check it out, find it out.
Yeah.
Tuesday in Susanville, there will be a Board of Supervisors meeting, finalizing stuff for Jefferson.
And they'll probably be during the day, right? Sometime between like 9 and 2?
I want to say 2. Also, unfortunately, at the same time during our fundraiser, Mendocino County is having a town hall in Ukiah at the fairgrounds.
Which is in Mendocino County, not Lake County.
Yeah, it's in Mendocino. Well, we're hoping for some of the people that we met at the CARB meeting to attend there. We talked to a couple of trucking companies from Mendocino County and some of the things that CARB is doing with them, like threatening to come onto their property to inspect equipment and trying to inform them that they don't need a warrant.
Yeah.
That, there's... Like I said, I could sit here and talk about what they're up to all day. And it perfectly highlights what is going on in the state of California and the exact reason that we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
We've got to get away and return ourselves to a form of government that is responsive to the needs of the people that live here and how we need to live. And what's required and have representation that we can look in the face.
And that's the key, is it's representation. We're a republic. Mm-hmm. We're not a democracy.
Yeah.
Democracy is civilized anarchy. I mean, it really is.
Well, look at democracies.
Yeah, you know, which one still survives after a couple hundred years?
People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. People's Democratic Republic of China.
Yeah.
You know, People's Democratic Republic of North Vietnam.
Yeah.
You know, democracy is, It's not what people think it is. It's not what you've been taught in school it is, just like freedom and liberty are not the same thing like you've been taught in school.
So as you go out this week, think republic and think liberty. And go find the definition for yourselves. Think about it, mull it over. Let us know what you've come up with over this next week now that we've given you some more stuff to mull over, because I know that we got stuff to mull over.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it's time that you make it yours, Jeffersonians.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
In news, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry says he would be willing to sit down and talk with Syrian President Bashar Assad in an effort to end that nation's four-year civil war.
We are working very hard with other interested parties to see if we can reignite a diplomatic outcome. Why? Because everybody agrees there is no military solution.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Kerry says getting Assad to negotiate might require, quote, increased pressure on him. U.S. officials say American warplanes have hit as many as 17 separate targets connected to an al-Qaeda cell in Syria known as the Khorasan Group. It's part of a little-discussed air campaign aimed at disrupting the group's capacity to plot attacks against Western aviation. Intelligence analysts disagree about the success of the attacks. Security officials say at least 15 people have been killed in eastern Pakistan today after two explosions.